Serving God to the Best of Our Ability by Reverend Alan Brummel. The well-known parable found in Matthew 25, verse 14 through 30, is often called the Parable of the Talents, as it speaks of the faithful and slothful servants and what they do with the talents that God gives them. As you young people are aware, a parable is an earthly story with a deeper spiritual meaning. It is important to look at the details of the parable so that we can figure out which details are important to the spiritual meaning and which details are not important. The household is the kingdom of heaven. The household or master is Jesus Christ as he went to a faraway country, to heaven. The servants are a picture of the people who occupy the church on earth and who are given different roles in God's kingdom. There are some who are faithful servants, but there are also others who are unfaithful servants. Both are found in the outward, visible church. The talents are a reference to the opportunities that God gives members of the church to serve in His kingdom. These are the goods of the household, according to verse 14, that are delivered to the various individuals. The talent has to do with the place and calling of each individual, which is in conformity with his abilities, according to verse 15. Jesus gives this parable in the context of instruction concerning the end of the world. The disciples asked what things would come to pass. Jesus instructs them as to what it means to watch for the coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus tells them what their calling is as they wait for his coming. As we begin 2011, we confess that Jesus is coming again. We don't fall into the temptation to predict his coming, as Mr. Harold Camping has done once again. Mr. Camping tells us that Jesus is coming on May 21, 2011. He bases this on God's words to Noah regarding the coming of the flood in 7 days, recorded in Genesis 7, verse 4. Mr. Camping claims that the 7 days are 7,000 years, and he applies the warning to us regarding the end of time. Doing the math, he figures that 7,000 years after the year of the flood, which he dates as 4,990 years before Christ, brings us to 2011. After subtracting a year going from B.C. to A.D., because there is no year zero, then he figures that the 17th day of the second month, when the flood began, is May 21. So he concludes that Jesus is going to return in judgment on May 21, even though there are so many biblical signs, including the Antichrist and the Great Tribulation, that have not yet been revealed. We are not deceived by this so-called prophet. You young people know your Bibles well enough to show the error of Mr. Camping's reasoning. Although the signs of Christ's coming are sufficient to show that he is not coming on May 21, you know that his coming is drawing near, and you are called to look and pray for that coming. God gives to each of you different responsibilities and abilities as you wait for the final return of Christ. God gives natural abilities, and he gives specific places in which you are called to use those abilities in the service of Christ and his kingdom. God calls some to teach, others to preach, others to serve in the home or in the workplace. To each of us, God gives a calling. God calls most of you to be students. Your place in his kingdom is to be obedient children in the home and faithful students in the schools. You need to be faithful as you work on the farm, in the factory, or at the store, as you bag groceries, landscape, work in the nursing home, do construction work, remove snow, or babysit. Notice that everyone receives talents. Not just ministers and teachers, but every one of God's children receives a certain place in his kingdom, and God requires that everyone labor according to his ability in that particular place. This comes out especially in the wicked, lazy servant. He is not satisfied with the place that God gives him. He refuses to labor in that capacity. It is not simply that he labors, but does not do it very faithfully, or does it with a wrong motive. No, he wants nothing to do with the position and calling God has given him. He hides it in the earth. He is saying, I don't want to have this job. This is too lowly. I want a better place in God's kingdom. He is proud. He has no place in God's kingdom after all. God has given each of you an important place in your home, school, and workplace. Those places and callings are different according to the different gifts and abilities that He has given you. God in His sovereign good pleasure has made you all different. Some of you are better at some things than others. Some have a better memory. Others are better at writing. The next person is a quick thinker. The next is able to explain and teach. One is good with music, another is better with words, and another is good with numbers. Yet another is better with his hands and has a strong body. The devil likes to use these differences to make us fight with our siblings and classmates or parents and to be bitter against God. Your parents give you certain obligations in your homes. Your teachers assign different jobs and responsibilities to you in school. Your employers give you various responsibilities. They do it according to your abilities. Admittedly, parents and teachers and employers sometimes fail, but their calling is to take your abilities into consideration and to expect of you no more than you are capable of performing. God has not made all of you the same. The teachers and parents know that. You need to be willing to admit it and to confess your weaknesses and appreciate other people's strengths. Look at the parable. God gave 5 talents to one man and 2 to another. There was no envy or covetousness. God knew that the one man could not handle 5 talents. God knows some of you can handle many responsibilities. Others of you cannot handle as much. Some of you have to prove yourselves before you are considered worthy of more responsibility. God gives the talents based on His good knowledge of His people. God makes use of teachers and parents and employers in assigning those opportunities and positions. Behind everything in your life is the perfect, loving hand of Jehovah God. He is working all things in His providence for good. Everything is with a view to the return of Jesus Christ. It may not seem fair that God gave different talents to different individuals, but God is God. He can do whatever He chooses. And again, even though it may seem unfair from our perspective, it does not appear that the men in Jesus' parable cared. They didn't fight. They didn't make an issue of it. Similarly, it must not bother us. Someone else has a better job. We envy another's home life. Yet another does not need to work very hard for good grades. We bow before God's sovereignty and accept the position and calling in which God has placed us for now. The one who was given 2 talents returns with 2 more, and the one given 5 talents returns with 5 more. Both of them receive the same praise. No distinction is made between them. Both pleased their master. Both were faithful in the callings that were given to them. They studied hard, they obeyed their parents, they did all the work that was set before them to the best of their ability. The one who had more was able to do more. The other was able to do less. Both were faithful. The fact that the one had more than the other made no difference. It does not matter to God. It must not matter to you and me or to your parents either. More is going to be required of some of us, but that is because we can do more. God gives more in the way of natural gifts and opportunities. But notice the one given 5 did not come back with 4. He might have argued that 4 was still better than 2. He would have been wrong. 2 would not have been good enough for him. It might have been easy for him to gain only 4, but that would not be good enough. It is very easy for us in our different jobs and positions not to do our best. You are told to sweep the floor. You give it a quick brush with a broom. You talk or text on your phone or go on email or Facebook while you are supposed to be working. You have an assignment to do, so you rush through it so that you can get on to something else. Instead of gaining 4, you do work that is suitable for gaining only 2. The man given 1 talent thought he knew his master well, but he was fatally wrong. He never really knew him at all. He refused to do what was set before him. Sometimes, tragically, that can be like us. God says through our parents or teachers, "This is what I'm calling you to do." We respond by not doing it. It is too lowly. We look down on that job. We are proud. We want a better place in God's kingdom. We show ourselves to be sinful and proud, and we offend God. The faithful servants knew what was expected of them and did it. Your Heavenly Father knows what He expects of you, and He uses your parents and teachers and employers to set that before you. Don't look at others to see if your situation is the same or fair. It will be different. God has dealt with each of you very differently. Do you know yourself well enough to know what God expects of you? You are not responsible only to your parents or to your teachers for the use of your talents. You are responsible to your Master, who has given you everything and will require of you an accounting when Jesus comes back. You and I need to be able to stand before God and say, I have used my position and my abilities faithfully, and in so doing I have brought forth godly fruit. If you can stand before God and say, I have done my best and used my gifts to the best of my ability, then you will have peace in your heart and soul. Jesus is coming back. He expects each of us to be busy until He returns. There is no place for being lazy or refusing to do the work of the calling He has given us. So often, we waste time. We do not try our hardest. We are not willing to give attention to doing our homework and developing our organizational and study skills as we should. So often, we are not faithful stewards of what God has given us. Be thankful that there is forgiveness, even though we don't feel very faithful. Our faithfulness is seen in Jesus Christ. I'm sure that the servants in the parable did not think of themselves that they were good and faithful, but that was the testimony of the Lord of the servants. A gracious testimony for Christ's sake. A testimony that encourages us to continue in faithfulness to our Heavenly Father until Christ returns.